Hi, this is Gary from Necology 101. Welcome to our podcast. This is our first episode you're about to listen to. We did have some technical difficulties with some of the mics, mine especially, but we've got to work that since then, and I hope you'll get to enjoy our program and along for the ride and enjoy. Thank you.
Necology 101.
Good morning, students. Welcome to school. Remember, thought of the day is
episode 1.
Welcome to Necology 101, the study of the geek and nerd in their natural habitat.
We are the knights who say Neek!
I'm Gary.
Rudy.
John.
Right.
Are you guys going to go see The Return of the Jedi? Oh, yes. I can't wait.
I already got my ticket.
Surf's up on that one. Mm-hmm. Should be good. I heard. Would you say?
We're trying to record here. Stop it, Diana Jones. Well,
it's holding a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
94%. I think Wonder Woman.
She got a nice outfit. That's
I think
I
she. I think she's holding at 92. She's at 94 because she's still the highest comic book rated movie.
And wait. For DC or at
no,
all?
No, overall.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Wonder Woman still holds higher.
He pulled a lot of women in
that. So
there's the women factor.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
And then I think it's Guardians after that. And then Thor.
What about like Iron Man?
Iron Man is,
you know, before you know, it got really good, and you know, with the storylines and everything, they were getting 80s. Barely fresh.
Because I think Iron Man was like one of the best.
Like edible tomatoes, you know.
Uh-huh. I don't like tomatoes.
I thought that Green Lantern, Iron Man was my guy. Like Green Lantern. It's like it didn't. What happened to that?
With Green Lantern?
It's Rhett and Lighty.
Was not. No.
Just they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
No, they didn't. And Ryan Reynolds, I don't know if was the best pick for Green Lantern. He's definitely the best pick
you know
for
what?
Deadpool.
It was
because that is, he is Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, he is Deadpool. You can't,
well, you
can't mess with
another
him.
Character. That's his
I don't blame
I don't,
him.
I didn't hate his
I didn't either.
His rendition of Green Lantern. I think it was just a weak movie, weak story.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I think if, you know, go back, jump in the DeLorean, fix some things, I think that movie could be successful.
You mean if we hopped in the DeLorean and went back?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
But Doc, we just got back. I was going to take her out in the new truck.
It concerns her too, Marty. It's about your kids.
There's my Doc Brown.
That was good.
You gotta get
that. That was good. But Doc, we just got back.
By the way, when he says Great Scott, what is he talking about?
I don't know.
Is it Scott? It's
obviously Chris. No. Who's the Charles in Charge guy?
Oh, Scott Baio.
Scott Baio. Mm-hmm. That's
right,
who he meant.
Really?
Great Scott.
Baio.
We are recording, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just
quiet. See, I don't know. I don't know why we didn't.
He's my cue person. He gives me the cue.
Yeah, I don't even know why we said episode 1. This could be episode 4. This could be episode 1.
We don't need the kids. We're doing this right now.
We're doing that right now.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Gary. How did all this start? Because you started this, because you are
You
all the governor. So tell us how this started.
Well,
how you roped Rudy in, and then you corralled me next.
I have to go do. Okay, I have to take the DeLorean back. Obviously, that's how we do this.
Oh my gosh, this we're going way back.
Okay.
Oh god.
55, right? 1955.
Okay. Anyways, when Ron and I were kids, about the age of these guys.
What guys? There's nobody here. Well, what are you pointing at?
Kids. Imaginary kids are supposed to be in the seat. Hey, quit picking your nose over there. Anyways.
Hey. You don't have to put that out just because I'm picking my nose, dude. That's not cool.
Yeah. It's called hygiene. I'm cleaning my nose.
Anyways. I'm exfoliating. Thank you. So when Ron and I were latchkey kids back in Sun City, back in the 70s.
Yeah, back when they had rotary phones.
Yes.
When I was young.
A
it seemed that life was so wonderful.
We had a tape recorder. Is this my script?
I did too.
We had a tape recorder, and we would tape episodes. So I would write the script, Ron would do music, and we would do our, I guess you could say, early podcast radio show for our family, and that's how we entertain ourselves. So we'd
okay.
Turn the house down.
I didn't mean that far back.
And then,
no, we're going to fast forward.
No, as we said, that when they brigade, as we're adults, we'd work together. So, flash forward to 50-something. Anyways,
each one of you, correct?
I wrote a
50-something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the name of your book? Give us a plug. Give us one of those cheap plugs.
I will. Go back to that. That's another story.
Don't start getting translated. This isn't. We don't have SAP.
Yes.
Working on that one.
Technology hasn't got there yet.
Yeah. Anyway, so Happy was Ron and I talked about, wouldn't it be great when we adults, we work together, put our ideas together. So me writing my book, Ron putting his music together, we kind of got our ideas together. That moved into talking Rudy right here about, wouldn't that be great if we had a
he's number two
podcast. It's okay to be number two. And we just said, hey, what if we got to put a podcast with all these ideas we love, and we have a lot of things we enjoy, and so talk to Rudy about
Do you remember what movie we saw together that kind of sparked this whole thing? It was, I'll give you a hint, it was at the Temecula
Dear
Theater.
Dear John.
Oh, wait, no.
The Notebook.
There you go. Now you know.
It was never over.
And it never will be.
Hold on a second. It was not Batman, because I saw that with John.
No, that's close. It was Ant-Man. So we saw a matinee thing of Ant-Man. It was like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Temecula Theaters, but they show movies that, you know, have already been out in circulation or whatever. So I had seen it a bunch of times. I think that was Gary's first time, and we, as usual, but it wasn't in the middle of the day, so it's not Gary like.
Hey,
and I'm on a budget. Well, that's why we were at Temecula. And so it was after the movie, and we were just kind of going back and forth with the movie and the whole MCU and how it ties to the comics and all that. And
what's an MCU?
It's the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
And so we got to talking, and we're like, you know what? You know, it'd be really cool if we kind of tie this stuff, like do something with it. And get something positive out of it, because, you know, we were going to the same Bible study group. Yeah. So we're like, oh, you know, yeah, it just kind of like spawned this idea
the
of like
God Made how, Geeks just pop. I'm like, wow, it would work, right?
Yeah, it was my idea though. And copyright.
But Gary takes
copyright.
Hashtag.
And
that's the pound sign for us old people.
People that can't see. So yeah, that kind of sparked the whole thing, and we just started, like, you know, bouncing ideas off. And, you know, for me, it was you know, my experience with going to comic book conventions and everything was to see people outside the conventions that were protesting. They were, you know, supposed Christians that, you know, felt that, you know, the stories that you read in the comic books and you know, the movies and stuff like that didn't go, you know, well with the Christian way of life.
With the Bible, yeah.
And so it was just a bunch of the thing that I took from it was kind of a lot of anger and frustration with all the protests and the signs and everything saying that, you know, we're worshiping the devil and we're, you know, we should be reading the Bible instead of reading comics. And, you know, I completely thought that, you know, the opposite. And what, you know, the way I thought was, well, instead of being out in the lines outside the building, why don't you come on in and see what it is about? Because the way I saw it was those guys had no idea what awesome things were happening inside the convention. So,
or what you could draw.
So it, yeah, and it was more of, I would love to be that bridge. I would love to be that bridge of, okay, guys, let protest guys come here, comic book guys come here. We can all, you know, live in that, in, you know, in the same, mm-hmm. you know, in the same harmony, you know, yeah. You can pull from, you know, the wonderful and awesome stories that the Bible can give you. And at the same time, you have to understand that all that stuff that, you know, that stem from the Bible, it kind of branches out to us being creative and creating these awesome stories like Fantastic Four, the X-Men, the, you know, Justice League and all this stuff. So it's like, where did this creativity come from? God gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
God gave it to, you know, to all the art, the great artists and the great writers. So there's that bridge. So let's get, yeah.
A lot of good books too. There you go. And then
that was a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. How did John get pulled in there? Well, there's a little guy sitting on a sign to the road with a sign. No, actually,
he was tapping.
Just call me little. That's the part I'm offended.
He was
called me little.
He was tapping on the window at Starbucks, and we're like, "Hey,
Hi, what are you guys doing? Hi.
Come on in.
What are you guys reading?
So I was actually part of teaching at school, and I met actually, I'm trying to think, what, how do, oh, because we met
through my wife.
Right?
You were dating?
No,
you weren't dating.
Christian Singles, Doug.
Yes, exactly. Right? That's how he met my wife.
I got met John, and we got talking about his
writing. We were both writing.
And it was kind of cool because I talked to him. He got talking about, wow, you know what? This would be a really good opportunity for him to kind of have an opportunity to show off his writing, get some stuff out there. So we invited him to come to our meet a place in Starbucks and got to meet Rudy, and been there ever since. And just kind of, it's kind of cool because I love the sci-fi, kind of a lot of other things too. Rudy's more a comic book guy, got pretty grounded in that stuff. And then John's fantasy, mm-hmm. stuff. So, we'll have a lot of things.
I thought I was going to be selling Amways, what I thought was going to happen when we met at Starbucks. And then I was very surprised that didn't happen.
That's plan B.
Well, I hope I become a black diamond, a double black diamond with you guys.
You sell enough, you can get a nice pink Cadillac.
I love it.
Right, there we go. So, you know what? That's kind of things are going. We've been going now 2 years. Is that correct?
2.5 years. I think April is our anniversary, and we're coming on 3 years.
Wow. Well, I haven't. I'm going to be a year for me. When I started actually writing blogs was February.
We
I started
with
a new hope. Yes. So, but probably January. So it's been almost a year for me.
Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's just I think just getting and blogging. You know, a lot of people are. You know, things are changing. That's why I kind of throw out the podcast. I'm just trying to find
Not just a dairy operator. I think we're trying to find other mediums to get our message out. Besides, you know, because not everybody likes to read, unfortunately. But.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear the noise in the background, but we're getting ready to set up another podcast episode live at the Spartans youth group here in Moreno Valley. Yeah, so
at least that's what we're telling you listeners out there.
Well, there's one.
Just so you guys know that we're not like at an In-N-Out, you know, booth recording.
Yeah, but someone's just ordering something back there. So I mean,
I'll take a double. Pick up number one. Large fries, animal style fries. I'd like to
fries with that. All right, can you pull forward, please?
Nice. So yeah, I think we've been doing this for a while, and I think it's
doing what for a while.
The God Among Geeks thing.
That's true.
And you know,
I say podcasting.
Our goal is to kind of expand as far as. You know, the writings go and up to the different media. You know, we did, you know, Facebook, we're on Instagram now. Now we're doing this podcast thing. So, you know, I hope, you know, God has put us in a really good position to try to reach out to a bunch of people. And ultimately, that's our goal. And, you know, we have fun at the same time, too.
Yes. And mandatory fun. Ask Rudy about that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a.
You know what? We love to do some live stuff. I've been talking about what's that place in the mall? The
Box Lunch.
Box Lunch. We like to support a lot of things that are already going out there too, talking to different people. And this is a good start. I talk to a lot of people. Not that we aren't real live, but you know. So you know, sometimes you just have to. And sometimes you just gotta take a chance and do something different. And yeah, I feel crazy, but yeah, it's good, man.
Hey, we're gonna get off the boat and walk on the water, and.
Hopefully
we don't sink because you know one of us doesn't know how to swim.
Which one?
That's for another episode.
I only doggy paddle.
Right. Thank you. So, I don't think that means what you think it means.
I didn't say inconceivable.
So we're gonna get ready to do this with the kids. So Gary, you want to sign us out?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, hold on. I wanted to do and. You know, it's not a surprise to you guys that we were going to do trivia in every episode.
Oh, we are?
So I actually looked up some trivia, and since it's Star Wars week here in December, so I'm going to pick out...
Jedi. I think it's pronounced Jedi.
So my first trivia is... I'm going to do a combo on this. It's about Sir Alec Guinness, who played... Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original Star Wars trilogy. Mm-hmm. And did you guys know that when he described Star Wars, you know, after, you know, the New Hope was done, right. And you know, they're doing their interviews and everything, he thought the story and everything was just completely rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you know he's Sir Alec Guinness?
Sir Alec Guinness. That's how I introduced him. I gave him that respect.
The title.
Royal family. And he thought it was a quote fairy tale rubbish. But this fairy tale rubbish earned him $95 million. Do you guys know how he did that?
$95 million.
That's $95 million. Hold on, $95 million in the '70s.
That's crazy.
Do you know how
he did it?
How he did
it? He, instead of getting paid, he won 1% of all the royalties.
I'm not going to hit you on exact math, but it's 2%. 2%. He won 2% of the gross box office receipts, and says, "You know what? This is going to be a junk movie. I'm glad you got it out of your system. So whatever you get, I'll get 2%. And George is like, "Yeah, whatever, man." And $95 million later.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was already in his late 70s when he did it. So where did that $95 million go?
To his kids.
Trust funds kids. That's what that went. All right, that's our trivia for the day.
Maybe we should throw some of the trivia stuff on things to get people to kind of respond back. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh yeah, so to kind of close out the episode, you guys can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. Send us a message if you guys have any ideas for discussion points. If you guys have any questions or anything like that, with regards to, there you go. And so just open up to questions, and if you guys have interesting facts too that you'd like for us to share, feel free to send them away. It's less work for me.
You can also read our blog on
GodAmongGeeks316.com. There was three of us talking at the same time, so GodAmongGeeks316.com.
We could almost do it in trio.
GodAmongGeeks316.com. Nice.
2-300 Empire.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.